All right, today we're talking about the snack thief. And this is a fun way to deal with snacking, which needs to be dealt with because snacking on high-calorie foods is really tricky because humans are notorious for underestimating how much they eat. And snacking on high-calorie foods very quickly adds up the calories. And if we don't become aware of it and deal with it, the worst part is that we can get real frustrated that we feel like we're trying or we're doing a lot of work to lose weight and nothing's working. When in reality, snacking sometimes can kind of fly under the radar. So we need to deal with it. So the first thing is to identify the snacking behavior. Because again, oftentimes snack is very unconscious. So look at a typical day, look at a typical week. What is a situation where you're snacking that you would like to eliminate? Or at the very least, convert to something that is healthier? Okay, so I want you to think about that situation for a moment. Right? Where is it? What time of day? Who's there? Who's not there? What sounds do you hear? Okay, I want you to take all these things into account. Now, I want you to close your eyes. Create that state of relaxation. You should be getting better at it by now. It should be easier and quicker for you to do it. Relax your shoulders, your chest, your stomach. Relax your face muscles. And now we're going to make a movie of that situation. So the movie starts about 15 minutes before the snacking, and then it ends about an hour after the snacking. So I want you to create this movie in your mind, starting it off, see yourself where you are, and play it through. Now, when you do these, by the way, you don't have to visualize in your mind. You don't have to see a movie. It's just the idea of it. Right? And you know, when you think about this snacking, where are you? Right? And you can imagine that in your mind. So I want you to imagine where you start off 15 minutes earlier. And when you start off 15 minutes earlier, I want you to notice what state you're in. How do you feel emotionally 15 minutes before you usually are snacking on this food? And then put yourself in that movie. Let yourself feel that way now. Notice what's surrounding you, who's there, who's not there, what the situation is, where you're sitting, where you're standing, all these little details. Then see yourself and feel yourself snacking whatever it is that you're eating. And then let it play through till it's about an hour after you're done snacking. And once you get to the end, what I want you to do is I want you to rewind everything. And I want you to experience this. I want you to actually experience as close as you can everything going backwards, the food coming out of your mouth. All the way back, food coming out, all the way to the beginning, back to that feeling. And then you can stop. Now, the first thing is I want you to think about how you felt in the beginning, right? What emotional state were you in? This goes back to the emotional eating lesson. We want to identify the emotional states that lead to our bad behaviors, and we want to resolve them. And we resolve them first by thinking about them and logically coming up with better ideas. But so if, for example, that your state in the beginning is you're kind of tired and wiped out, then maybe what you would like to feel instead is a sense of focus and a sense of alertness and energy. So whatever emotion it is that you would like to feel in the beginning of the movie, imagine there's a dial 0 to 100 and crank it up. And imagine you begin to feel that emotion in that state right now. If it's alert and energetic, how would you sit? How would you breathe if you felt that way? Because this is how you control your state, by controlling your physiology. And now what I want you to do is imagine that a little snack thief came and stole the snack away. Okay? Without you realizing that the snack's been stolen, taken away. And now I want you to play this movie through feeling the way you feel and imagine that snack is gone. And I just want you to see what you're going to do. Your mind will fill in the blanks. Notice what you do. So the first thing you do is change the way you feel, right? Reinforce that. Put yourself into your body. Feel that new state. And now let the movie play through, knowing that the snack thief came and took that snack away. And let your mind fill in the blank. So play that movie through now. And now when you get to the end, I want you to notice how you feel. I want you to get used to that feeling of what it's like to avoid that snack. And so the first place you want to do is you want to prepare for that. You want to get yourself used to that feeling of just skipping the snack. And you can do it by doing this movie in your mind. So that once you have this movie, now you can just loop it through. Put yourself back in that situation, feel yourself shifting your state, and then do whatever it is that you did once the snack thief came and took that snack away, so it wasn't even an option. And play it through to the end. And then you can loop it through a few more times. So this becomes the norm. It becomes common for you to just skip the snack. It's gone anyways. Okay? So do this a few more times today. Think about this. Find other snacking times. Deal with those. And remember, nothing tastes as good as thin feels. Have a great day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.